Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so my fellow Garbagians. Garbagians, how do we describe ourselves? I am garbage, you are garbage, we are garbage. We are the Garbagios. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today, you piece of garbage, you. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Cioli. This is so bad. This is so bad for the Biden-Harris campaign, for the Harris campaign. Joe Biden hates her. I've told you he hates her. This is exactly what I mean. This was done deliberately to sabotage her. Their campaign is in a free fall right now over this. I mean, think about it. This all started because a comedian made a joke at a roast. And then what did I say to you yesterday? I said it's one thing to have a roast comic make a joke and then the other thing to have a politician say it. Well, politician yesterday, the president of the United States of America called you garbage. And Trump is all over this, obviously. His big rally today. And I'm shameful that I had to hear a president of the United States of America, former president, have to say the words, "I'm not Hitler." It's amazing. It just shows you how freaking desperate and pathetic the left has become. But there's some breaking news out of Bucks County, and this is going to make you very, very happy. And just a few moments ago, I spoke to the Republican National Committee chairman, Michael Whatley. And let's take a listen to what he has to say and the great news coming out of Bucks County. Here we go. All right. Joining me now, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley. And we got some breaking news here on the show. Mr. Chairman, out of Bucks County, you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, very excited. You know, what we had run across there over the last several days is that Bucks County officials were telling people that they could not stay in line and cast their in-person absentee vote, despite the fact that they were supposed to be able to get that vote in. So we filed a lawsuit yesterday. Just got an order out of the court today saying that we will have 3 extra days of early in-person voting in Bucks County. And we're very excited because that's going to give everybody the opportunity to go cast that ballot early. And we certainly want to make sure that everybody's going to take advantage of this extra time and go get those votes in.
Okay, so just so everyone understands, if you are a Bucks County resident, you can now go in person and vote up until November 1st, to close the business on November 1st, so 5 p.m. November 1st. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, wonderful. That's great news. Okay, excellent. Because we had a lot of people calling the show yesterday who were saying they were in line and they had to leave the line. So I've been saying, you know, you guys are all over this. The RNC, the campaign, you're all over this, Chairman. So this is great stuff. I also understand there might be something coming out of Philadelphia County as well.
Well, we will wait and see kind of what's going to happen over there. I think, you know, right now, the biggest thing for us is that we have always said we want it to be easy to vote and hard to cheat. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, what we saw was the election officials from Delaware County and from Bucks County really, truly were making it harder to vote and really not even complying with the Secretary of the Commonwealth's orders. And so we're very happy to see that this judge has put out this ruling and is going to allow those folks to go vote.
Yeah, because I read the governor's tweet on the air yesterday saying that anyone who's in line by 5 p.m. will get to vote. And I read the Secretary of State's tweet on the air, and yet people were calling up and saying, "I was just turned away, I was just turned away." So this is excellent. Ordered and decreed defendants' actions in turning away voters who sought to apply for a mail-in ballot and receive one in person before the deadline of 5 p.m. on October 29th, violated the Pennsylvania Election Code. Defendants shall permit any person who wishes to apply for, receive, vote, and return a mail-in ballot to appear at the Elections Bureau office and do so during normal business hours before the close of business on November 1st, 2024, signed by Judge Jeffrey Trouder. Now, do we know what happened, though? Do we understand why people were turned away?
Well, the officials at that facility took it upon themselves to tell people that the line was too long. People were not necessarily going to get in place and arbitrarily said that they were going to tell them to get out of line. When we consulted with them, then they basically said, "Oh, that was a mistake or confusion." And so they you know, kind of went back to allowing people to stay in line, but a number of them had already left, which is why we thought it was so important to go ahead and file the suit.
Okay, good. Excellent. Are there any other legal updates you want to tell us about right now, Chairman Michael Whatley?
Yeah, there's a really big decision that came down from the United States Supreme Court today that basically said that in Virginia, if you're not a U.S. citizen, you cannot be on the voter rolls. For an inexplicable reason, the Department of Justice actually sued Virginia for taking illegal aliens off the voter roll. We were really stunned when the department did that. Very, very happy that the Supreme Court has overruled that and is going to allow Virginia to take non-citizens off of the voter rolls.
Okay, wonderful. Excellent. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously the president of the United States of America last night referred to you and me and 82 million other fellow Americans, maybe even more, 85 million fellow Americans, as garbage. Any comment from you on that?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely appalling. And I think it really shows you, in combination with the statements that we've seen from Hillary Clinton, from Tim Walz, from Kamala Harris herself, comparing President Trump to a Nazi or to Hitler personally, and then to trot out there and say, you know, we don't understand why there's so much vitriol in politics. Look, I think, you know, comparing, you know, our voters to deplorables, to irredeemable, now to garbage, I think it just shows you the contempt that everyday voters, the men in America, the men and women who make America work, our working class, the fact that these Democrats look down their nose at our voters the way that they do is really, truly appalling. And so to have Joe Biden go out there and make that type of a statement yesterday really, I think, shows you that they're saying the quiet part out loud.
And the media, of course, is covering up for him, saying he slipped, he stuttered, he didn't mean it, you know, as usual. The fact that the president of that a former president, Donald Trump, had to say the words, I am not Adolf Hitler. I'm not Hitler. I tweeted this out earlier, Chairman. I just said this shows you how far we've gone, how far the left has gone. And a former president who 82 million Americans voted for, their fellow Americans voted for this man, that he has to stand there and say the words, I'm not Hitler, says everything about the state of the left right now in this country.
Yeah, the other major thing that comes out of this is the fact that the Democrats have absolutely no plans.
Yeah.
They have no policies. They do not have a closing argument. You know, Donald Trump came down the escalator 9 years ago in New York City and said that he was going to make America great again by restoring our southern border, rebuilding our economy, and ensuring that we as a country would be strong enough to protect our allies and our interests around the world. Here we are today. That is his closing argument, right? He did it for 4 years in the White House. He needs to come in and do it again. But we're very, very focused on securing solutions for American families and American voters. Kamala Harris has nothing. She's going to double down on her failed policies over the last 4 years. She's going to increase taxes. She does not support our ally, Israel. She absolutely is going to double down on inflationary spending. She is going to allow millions upon millions more illegal aliens to come in to the United States and try and give them free college tuition, you know, free health care, and give them the citizenship and the right to vote. That's not what America wants. And so the fact that they don't have a closing argument is why they basically resorted to name calling. And they're doing it and reflecting not just on President Trump, but on all of his supporters.
The chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, is with me. Some breaking news if you're just joining us out of Bucks County, Pennsylvania. You now will be able to vote in person by November 1st, 2024. Defendants shall permit any persons who wishes to apply for, receive, vote, and return a mail-in ballot to appear at the Elections Bureau office and do so during normal business hours before the close of business on November 1st, 2024. This is big news. I said the other day on Fox News, I said, I've never seen this operation so well run before in terms of the integrity efforts, and it's a compliment to you. It's a compliment to your team. But really, you guys are all over it. And I think what's critical for people to know is that they should trust the process. But they're also reporting things, which is good. You know, they've been taking videos. Obviously, our friend Val Bianconello, who, you know, ran into some issues over there in Delco herself. And I know she was with you yesterday, with President Trump yesterday. But people are saying something. And that's the message, right? If you see something, say something.
Yeah, it's absolutely critical, you know, and we have never had a national conversation on election integrity going into an election like we have right now. I think you can look on any network, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox News, and they're going to be talking about election integrity. The fact that we have officials in every county know that there's a spotlight that's going to be cast on this, I think it's tremendously important. Because, you know, we want to be in the room when the votes are cast. We want to be in the room when the votes are counted. And we want the right rules of the road set up in place. And look, our goal at the end of the day is we want to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. I frankly cannot understand why the Democrats have not joined us on that mission, because everybody should understand making it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
You know, I filled out my ballot in person in New Jersey. I went there to the Board of Elections. I requested my mail-in ballot. I had a show ID to get it, and then I filled it out. And when I turned it in, I had a show ID to turn it in. Not a problem. It was not a big deal at all. I don't know why we can't extend that for every single method of election, including in-person voting on Election Day.
We're going to keep fighting for that every single day. Our basic premise when we go into the elections, only American citizens can vote. We want voter ID. We want states to clean up their voter rolls. And we want to make sure for states like Pennsylvania that have the mail-in balloting that we have those basic protections in place. And that way everybody can trust the system, because if you don't trust the system and you don't go vote, that is going to put us in a pickle. We need everybody to get out there and cast that vote. No state is going to be tighter than Pennsylvania, and no state is going to be more important than Pennsylvania.
Mr. Chairman, always a pleasure. Michael Whatley, we appreciate your hard work here. Great job on this case in Bucks County. Thank you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right. So that's the good news coming out of Bucks County there. And make sure you take advantage of that up until November 1st. OK, make sure you do that. Now, this garbage stuff, let's get right into it, shall we? Joe Biden said it last night. He said Trump supporters are garbage. Now they're all trying to walk it back. The media's trying to cover for him. This is so disastrous for her at this moment. They thought they had Trump on the ropes with this whole thing with this comedian making the joke about Puerto Rico. They thought they had him on the ropes. And then Biden opens his mouth last night and says this. And I'm telling you, this is Biden doing this deliberately to hurt her. In fact, today, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked a question. Have you even spoken to Biden about this? Has he apologized to you about this? Thanks, Justin. Have you spoken to him? Has he apologized? She wouldn't even answer the question. She dodged it. Because Biden's not going to apologize to Kamala Harris about this. And Kamala Harris went out on the tarmac today and had to explain how she doesn't agree with the comments by the president of the United States of America last night, calling you garbage. Basket of deplorables. You're Nazi. You're garbage. You're racist, sexist, homophobic, misogynistic. I mean, these people with their rhetoric. And don't you love how many of them said to you, hey, both sides need to tone it down. Both sides. And what did I say on Fox News that night? I said, no, it's not both sides. I'm sorry, but it's the left. It's the left with their vitriol and it's the left with their rhetoric. They're the ones who are out of control with this. But let's understand, this is a very, very, very bad, bad moment for this to be happening to her campaign. This is really bad. So first of all, Matt, do we have the audio ready to go? I can play some clips here. This is good.
Yep.
This is what Biden said last night, calling supporters garbage. And I want you to hear this directly. And this is not, you know, out of context, even though they're trying to say it's taken out of context. Even the New York Times saying it all depends on an apostrophe. Cut number 7.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable. And it's un-American.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters, okay? That's his supporters. Here's Trump today responding to Biden calling 74 million Americans. I mean, really, it's more than that. It's probably like 81 million, 82 million Americans garbage. Cut number 8.
That's terrible. That's what it says. That's what it says. So you have, remember Hillary, she said deplorable, and then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable, that didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know, you have to please forgive him. Please forgive him, for he not knoweth what he said. These people, terrible, terrible. Terrible to say a thing like that, but he really doesn't know. He really, honestly, he doesn't. And I'm convinced that he likes me more than he likes Kamala. Convinced. But that's a terrible thing.
It is a terrible thing. Here's what Kamala Harris had to say today. She doesn't want to be having to say this right now in the closing arguments of this campaign. And not only that, but think of the timing of this again. Last night was her big closing argument speech on the Ellipse, where they were billing this as her biggest rally to date with, you know, 75 million people, whatever nonsense number the media was lying about. And this was, and then, and Biden does this again during her speech. So you talk about trying to steal her thunder. How many times has this guy done this to her now? She was giving her a rally, I think it was in Michigan. That's when he walks out to the White House press briefing and just starts speaking to the press. And the cameras all cut away from her. She goes on The View. And what does Biden do? Biden does the same thing. Starts taking questions from the press like 2 seconds after she starts doing that. And then last night during her big speech, he goes out there and calls everybody garbage who's supporting Donald Trump. So she has to go on the tarmac today and she has to say this now. Cut number 11.
Have you spoken to President Biden since his comment last night about garbage?
Listen, I think that, first of all, he clarified his comments, but let me be clear. I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for. It's that you heard my speech last night and continuously throughout my career. I believe that the work that I do is about representing all the people, whether they support me or not. And as president of the United States, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you vote for me or not. That's my responsibility, and that's the kind of work that I've done my entire career, and I take it very seriously.
Have you
And then she had to go on to say, do you sympathize with any voters who feel offended or insulted by the garbage comment? And, you know, really, at this point, I think we're all past being offended by these comments or even insulted. This is just what we expect from the left now. This is just what we expect. That if you disagree with them, you are deplorable, you're garbage, you're a racist, you're a Nazi. This is where we are. This is where we are. And this is quite frankly why we can't have nice things. It's why we can't have nice things in this country. Because they keep putting, and you don't build coalitions by calling people names and making them hate you. That does not win people over. Two things I always tell you that don't win people over: blocking traffic and calling them names. Doesn't work. Doesn't win them over to your way of thinking. And this is not what she wants to be talking about today in the final closing days of this election. Cut number 12.
Do you sympathize with any voters who do feel offended by or insulted by the garbage comments?
I am running for president of the United States. I will be traveling to 3 states today to do what I have been doing throughout, which is talking with the American people about the fact that, first of all, I get it in terms of concerns they have about challenges like the price of groceries.
I get it, she says. I get it. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Marked down Saturday, November 9th for his annual Veterans Breakfast and free community shredding event. Honor all those who served our country. Get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza. Bring your documents that need shredding, okay? And listen, when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Ammons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Ammons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. That's a big deal. So whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof, it stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know the times are tough for many people, they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. So don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. That's 856-885-6677. Remember, 10% off inflation relief discount, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it's Nick Kale. You know how important online privacy and security is these days, and that's why I started using a new subscription service called Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo, and I wanted to share it with you. It's a simple-to-use 3-in-1 privacy and security subscription service that has everything I need to feel secure online. Plus, it's from DuckDuckGo, so you know it is legit. With Privacy Pro, DuckDuckGo's VPN secures your connection anytime, anywhere. Second, it has identity theft restoration if your identity gets stolen. DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro helps you restore it. And third, personal information removal. This one really blew my mind. Have you ever searched your name online and noticed how many sites are selling information about you? Try it yourself. Privacy Pro will help you remove your personal info from these creepy sites so they can't share or sell it. How cool is that? So for $9.99 per month, you get a VPN, identity theft restoration, and personal information removal. Honestly, it is a no-brainer. And as my listener, if you go to duckduckgo.com/1210, you'll get an exclusive 7-day free trial on me.
This is Len Lundy of Lundy Law. When we say we hope you are never involved in an accident, we mean it. But if you're injured in an accident, we will work quickly to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. And when we also say it won't cost you a dime up front, we mean it. Remember our name, Lundy Law, your injury lawyers. Call 1-800-LUNDY-LAW or visit lundylaw.com.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
My office has its ups and downs.
I share my office.
But no matter what kind of office you have, one thing's for certain. If you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast, and you can invite your top choices to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So, for any kind of office,
I'm really going places in my office.
My office has everything you could ever want.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Weather can be unpredictable nowadays, but your local news station on the free Odyssey app has got you covered. Whether you need an umbrella, windbreaker, or an extra layer, or two, we'll let you know. Download the free Odyssey app and search for your local news station to listen on your smartphone or ask your smart speaker to play it before you head out the door. Download the free Odyssey app and search for your local news station. That's AUDACY.
Tahisha Way, New Jersey's Lieutenant Governor, with a message for New Jersey voters. You have 3 voting options in the general election. Vote in person on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. Vote early in person Saturday, October 26th through Sunday, November 3rd. Or apply for, complete, and return a mail-in ballot. Whatever you choose, vote by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 5th. Details at vote.nj.gov.
Before I went to law school, I worked for the telephone company and was a card-carrying member of CWA and AFL-CIO. Unions play a powerful role in protecting workers' rights. I spent a lot of time in union halls building this firm 30 years ago. We represented many union members and workers, and I call many across the country my brothers and sisters. If you ever need our help, we're just a call away. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow from New Nordic. Stop feeling embarrassed about your thinning hair and start feeling your best with Hair Grow.
It's the Rich Zeoli Show, live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
case you're just joining me, where you been? The big news out of Bucks County is that after so many people were turned away yesterday, and by the way, we're streaming live on YouTube, so join the fun, youtube.com/1210WPHD. Because of all that, you will now be able to vote in person. Any person, Bucks County, who wishes to apply for, receive, vote, and return a mail-in ballot to appear at the Elections Bureau office and do so during normal business hours before the close of business on November 1st, 2024. So you can go today, you can go tomorrow, and then you can go on Friday up until 5 p.m. Hard to believe tomorrow's Halloween. Let me see here. Johnny Cook, is this all you got for the last week of the campaign? This is a distraction. Who is running Trump's campaign, Robbie Mook. Sorry, man, disagree. They are scrambling like hell to try to clean this up. The Harris campaign is scrambling like hell to clean this up, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because they wanted the argument to be that Trump insults people, Trump uses all of this divisive rhetoric, Trump is a guy who has comedians on stage who insult people, and they wanted to present Kamala Harris and the Democrats as unifiers. They wanted to pretend, like going into the last few days of this campaign, they were going to rise above all this and bring everybody back. Now, they had not been doing this up until, what, 5 minutes ago? You know, I mean, as of last week, she was calling him a fascist, calling him a Nazi and all the other stuff, but they weren't attacking his supporters. And what they were trying to do, and this is why this matters, why this is a big deal. Now, I'm personally not offended. Call me garbage all you want. Garbaggio. It's fine with me. No problem. I'll take out the trash any day. Listen, my grandfather was a sanitation worker. He was a garbage man. But, you know, he was an Italian garbage man, so he had a big mansion. You know, just saying. My dad's dad. But anyway, I digress. The point is this. They wanted it to be that Trump was insulting people, not Kamala Harris. And they wanted her to be a unifier, try to be the person at the end who brings everybody together. And so when Biden goes out last night and calls Trump supporters garbage, that is really, really bad for them because it blows up that narrative that this is something that Trump exclusively does, insults people and calls them names and everything else, which is what they've been arguing. That's why they're scrambling right now. Otherwise, they'd be shrugging this off and going, no big deal. And they're trying. It's just Joe. You know what I mean? It's just Joe. Don't worry about it. It's just Joe. It's just Joe. In fact, even the New York Times came out today and said, did he actually call Trump supporters garbage? It really just depends on an apostrophe. The White House is denying this. They're all scrambling. Why are they scrambling? Because now it just completely negates the argument that Trump goes out there and insults people. You have now, it's like people who that may have moved the needle for them. And I don't know how many we're talking about here, but you heard Chairman Whatley. This election in Pennsylvania is going to be extremely close. If it's five people, it matters at this point. This election is apparently so tight, I'm being told. So if five people were thinking, I'm going to vote for the person who's not insulting other people, I'll give you a story about this. So the other night I was having a drink with a buddy of mine, and he's not telling me who he's voting for. But he's a very, very smart financial guy. His problem with Trump is that he thinks Trump is a bad role model because Trump calls people names. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like the name calling. But, you know, whereas I find it funny, he doesn't like it. And I get it. I mean, like, he's got a young kid. You know, he says, I want my son to have a good role model. I don't like the name calling. I said, okay, fair enough. But I said, but you like the policies? He goes, yes, I do. I like the policies. I know he's better economically. I know he's better for the country, the immigration, the open borders, blah, 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 blah. I just wish he'd stop with the name calling. So when the president of the United States, Joe Biden, comes out last night and name calls and calls people garbage, then you go, well, both sides are doing it. It's just the day and age in which we live right now. Everybody says it. We just insult each other. So I'm not, that issue now is, that's no longer a deciding fact for me. That's why the Harris campaign is scrambling today. Remember, I always tell you, I look at things and I try to peel back the layers of the onion from my experience being in politics prior to being on the radio. My 10-year anniversary of being a full-time host is coming up on November 5th, which I think there's something else going on November 5th, if I'm not mistaken. I got to double-check the calendar there. But prior to that, and during that time, and still now, I mean, I still every now and then help out and give my advice to politicians if they ask for it. And, you know, but my point is this. I look at things differently. I look at it through that lens. And I see why they're freaking out right now over this issue. And it's not that Biden insulted people. Let's face it. If you're a Trump supporter, you're used to this at this point. You don't care. They've been calling you names all these years. No big deal. No big whoop. You don't care. I don't care. Call me anything you want. But it takes away the argument that he's the guy who calls names and divides, and she's the one who's going to bring everybody together with this nice feel-good healing rhetoric, because they do it too. Democrats do it too. They insult not just the candidates, but the voters. See, that Puerto Rico thing, what they tried to do with that was to say that Trump, this comedian, on behalf of Trump, even though Trump told Sean Hannity last night he didn't know anything about the joke, but that they insult supporters. They insult people outside of the candidates. And that's exactly what Joe Biden did last night. That's why this is so bad for them. Because they wanted that to be a distinction point. They wanted that to be a differential between these two campaigns. And when Biden opened his big mouth last night and called everybody garbage, the Harris campaign went, and rightly so, they got furious over that because they said, damn it, this is not what we are trying to do. We're trying to be the opposite of that. Now, look, you and I both know that that's BS, but I'm telling you what they're trying to do. And that's why they're so angry, and that's why they're scrambling today to try to, and that's why there's story after story about this all over the place. Even CNN's reacting and saying this could not have come at a worse time for Kamala Harris's campaign. CNN's pollster came out and said this could not have come at a worse time for Kamala Harris's campaign right now. Why do you think he's saying that? Here's a Pennsylvania voter. Biden's garbage comment shows the Democrats and Harris's desperation. I think you have this one, Matt. This is an unknown male. It was just somebody that Lawrence Jones talked to at a diner this morning in Pennsylvania. Take a listen.
I mean, it just shows the Democrats and Harris's desperation. I think they're desperate. They see the numbers. They see the people, you know, all the enthusiasm behind, you know, Donald Trump and the Republicans. So, you know, it's like Hillary Clinton calling us deplorables.
It's like Hillary Clinton calling us deplorables. And so what they're trying to do now is they're trying to spin this. Okay, they're trying to spin this so that Biden didn't really say it. And I think, and I agree with Brett Baer, by the way. Brett Baer and Fox News came out and said, the attempts at the cleanup of Biden's garbage comments show how big of a deal they think this is. Here's KJP. I won't get into whether Biden apologized to Kamala for the garbage remarks. And he didn't, because he did this on purpose. Once again, another way to sabotage her campaign in the closing days. Look, I told you I have friends who are Democrats, and I do. I get along with everybody. You know, I'm a nice guy. And I have a friend of mine who does not like Trump, and she's voting for Kamala Harris. She thinks Joe Biden did this on purpose to hurt her. So I'm telling you that even among Democrats, that's what they believe. They believe, and it's true, and I've been saying this. Joe Biden hates her. He wants her to lose. Can you blame the guy? They shoved him out of the race. Right? He didn't even know he was leaving. All of a sudden, he wakes up in the morning. He finds out he's not running for president anymore. Nobody was more surprised than Joe Biden. Okay? They shiv the guy, prison yard style, like Goodfellas. They pop him in the head. He's out. She's in, and he wants to tell everybody that had they kept him in, he would have won. That he's the only one who ever beat Donald Trump. He's the only one who could have beat Donald Trump, and they never should have taken him out. And that's what he wants his legacy to be. Don't doubt me on this. He's a stubborn, stubborn old man, and he wants to see her lose so he can say, I told you so to everybody. And you know what? There's part of the I can understand that. You push the guy out. It's like, imagine you in your job. You get pushed out for somebody else. Do you want to see them succeed and do a better job than you? No, you want the company to come crawling back and regret you. Well, you know, woman breaks up with you, gets remarried, and then, you know, you rooting for the marriage? Maybe you want it to blow up so that she come crawling back and say, you know, I never should have left you. I don't know. That's human nature is what that is. Now, well, if you wanted to get rid of her, that's totally different story, in which case then, you know, you're sending a nice wedding gift. But you get that. That's the point. But here's Karine Jean-Pierre. She won't say whether or not he called Kamala to apologize. Take a listen.
So those comments were made as the vice president was speaking about unity at the Ellipse last night. Did the president speak to the vice president before or after that speech?
Well, I think in a gaggle that the vice president did not too long ago, she confirmed that she had a conversation with the president. The president was very proud of the vice president. She gave a historic speech last night, and he certainly wanted to congratulate her.
So that was after the speech.
That was after
the speech.
And
did the president make any reference to these remarks or apologize to the vice president?
What I can say is I'm not going to get into private discussions here. That's not something that we do from the podium. I'm not going to do that. But the president and the vice president speak regularly. That is not uncommon. She is the vice president. He is the president. So obviously they have direct communications pretty often. And he did have a conversation last night because he was proud of her historic speech, and he wanted to congratulate her. And again, they speak regularly.
Okay, this is where we are right now. This is where we are. And it's not, listen to me, and I tell you this, this is not a minor detail. This is not a minor thing. This is not a minor thing you can just shrug off. Because it takes away what their argument was going to be. He's the guy who name calls. We're going to bring everybody together. No, you both name call. Both sides name call. Both sides insult people. That's what undecided voters are thinking right now. That's why they're trying to clean this up so bad. Even on CNN, I'll play this clip in a second. Kristen Soltis Anderson, who's a pollster, she's a Dem. She thinks the garbage comment is also potentially damaging. And I'm telling you, that's the reason why. And this is why they're playing cleanup on aisle 9 right now. Because Biden spilled a lot of garbage last night by saying this, but he said it on purpose. Joanne's in Spring City, PA. Joanne, how are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. What's up, Joanne?
So I want to say I'm a single mom, a nurse. I'm a Catholic. I love Donald Trump. I voted for him every time. When he won the election in 2020, we had his signs and flags all over our property, and I have never taken them down. They've been up ever since. Because I believe in him. Nobody's perfect, but I think he's a good man, beautiful family, and I think he really loves this country. They can't put him in jail. They can't kill him. So I think God's looking at this whole situation. The thing I wanted to point out to you, I don't know in case maybe people already know it, but I was driving on 95 after a long, grueling 12-hour shift. I was driving on 95. I had to run to Jersey and back. And up on the marquees, big billboards that keep changing signs, there was a beautiful Trump sign about, bringing jobs back, whatever. And it might be significant to mention that I was, at this point, I was going in the direction of Delaware first. So that's kind of significant. And right, this Trump sign that was close to the Delaware border, right after the Trump sign flashed, the next word that flashed across the screen, huge letters, was fascist. Like a brainwash. I thought, oh, for crying out loud. That is so
yeah.
Pathetic.
Well, look, they're gonna keep trying to call him that, and it's not working for him. So let him have at it, because it's not working. So
no, he's a good man. And I mean, it's a joke what's happening. But I just want to say, God bless Donald Trump. He is my president. He has been the president for the last 8 years, no matter what they say. And we love him. We support him. We're voting for him. And God bless America and Donald Trump and his family.
Thank you, Joanne. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. This is now the White House saying Biden was not calling Trump supporters garbage, despite the fact that it was on video and everybody heard it. So now they're playing the game. And you're going to have a number of media people now coming out to defend Biden and say, oh, it's just Joe's stutter. It was just Joe being Joe. That's what they're going to do. OK, cut number 10. Cut 10.
Does he think less of
Americans who support Trump than he does of those who do not? Mm-hmm. And two, why is he using that kind of rhetoric? How is that presidential?
So a couple of things. So just to clarify, he was not calling Trump supporters garbage, which is why he put out, this is why he wanted to make sure that we put out a statement that clarified what he meant and what he was trying to say. And so just want to make that very clear for folks who are watching.
Okay, now let's play it again. She says he wasn't calling people garbage. This is what he said, so you can hear it and decide yourself if he was calling people garbage or not. Cut number seven.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization is seen as unconscionable, and it's un-American.
Now, the reason why I tell you this is significant is because the Kamala Harris campaign wanted the argument to be that this was just something that Trump does and that they don't do that and that they unite and they bring everybody together. Here's a montage of all the media outraged over comedian Tony Hinchcliffe's joke, Kill Tony podcast. He was the roast comic. And again, I'm going to make this point very clear. I would not have had a roast comic at a political rally. Had I been in charge, I would not have had that guy perform at a political rally. That's what he's known for. He goes up there and he insults people. That's his thing. He's hilarious, by the way. I find him to be very funny. The roast of Tom Brady, he was hysterical. But there's a time and a place. This was not the time. This was not the place. I also, having said that, don't think it is the October surprise the media wants it to be. But to prove my point to you of what they were trying to achieve here by going overboard with this to argue that this is unique to Trump and his people, here's a little media montage for you put together by somebody put this together. Cut number nine.
Only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Basically calling Puerto Ricans trash.
The most repulsive racial jokes about Latinos.
Disgusting and hateful.
So incredibly crude.
Frankly, just too X-rated to play here.
Extremely vile so-called jokes.
Extremely vile so-called joke. Well, let's contrast that with some of the things that are being said right now to defend Joe Biden. Here's NBC's Kelly O'Donnell talking about why Biden said what he said. And it really, really comes down to the stutter. Take a listen.
Campaign. Kelly, first to you. Tell us about this apostrophe.
Well, I've had one my whole life, and it has never been more powerful than in a moment like this, where what they are trying to say is that the president was referring to the demonization being garbage from one prominent supporter, the comedian who appeared at the Madison Square Garden event for Donald Trump. If you look at about a minute's worth of the remarks from President Biden when he was speaking to Latino groups last night, that context appears more clear. Also, it's important to know that the president always has that battle against stuttering, and that seemed to be apparent in this as well. See? And clearly, this is a verbal gaffe that is problematic politically. The question for voters to decide is the president's intent here to somehow say something critical about supporters of President Trump, or was it about the supporters that we know exist, this comedian and others, who were demonized Puerto Ricans?
No. You can try to gloss over this all you want. What you've done here is you've taken there's very bad people on both sides of the argument thing away. That's what you're trying to do, because that's what Biden did. So anybody right now who's observing politics, who's not that into it, is thinking, well, this is what both sides do now. They just call each other names. And Harris wanted it to be unique to Trump and his supporters, that they call names and they do the insults. And that's why they are trying to clean this up so badly today. Here's another one doing the same exact thing, trying to blame this on his stutter. Here's Franklin Leonard. Joe Biden called Trump supporters garbage because he has a stutter. Take a listen.
Though, Bakari, he was in his house, the White House. He was in his house doing this. And the reporting is that there are places that he can be useful, but he's not everywhere like you might expect a sitting president to be for his vice president?
I don't know that I would expect this president to be everywhere in this moment. I mean, look, a critical element, any coach will tell you, any CEO will tell you, a critical element of running a team and winning is assessing the strengths and weaknesses of your team members and making sure you allocate them in the right way. Joe Biden has never been a big arena speaker. He's never been the most fluid speaker. And by the way, as someone who had a stutter growing up, it's very obvious to me that there's an apostrophe at the end of supporters there. He was referring to the garbage spewed by supporters, not simply the supporters themselves.
Even Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro coming out to say he doesn't agree with this today. Why? Because this is bad for her campaign. I'll play that for you in just a moment. This is bad. I'm telling you it's bad. All right? 855-839-1210. We're streaming live on YouTube right now. It's not that we're insulted. It's not that we feel bad. We don't. Who cares? But it just takes away what they were trying to have as their contrast argument in the final days of the campaign. And that's what Biden took away from her last night. And that's why they're so angry with him today. And he did it on purpose because he wants her to lose. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. We need some songs about taking out the trash today. Taking out the trash. Do we got any trash songs, Justin?
I'm sure I can make something happen.
I'm sure our YouTube community, our YouTube chat can also jump in on the action, too. We are streaming live on YouTube right now for you. And I think that the, this is very interesting. So speaking of garbage, the price of garbage is up 18.5%. The price of garbage is up 18.5% under Biden-Harris. The price Americans pay for garbage collection have jumped 18.5% since Joe Biden and Kamala Harris entered the White House, according to data from the U.S. Department of Labor. This is from Breitbart. The Consumer Price Index for water, sewage, and garbage collection was up 4.75% in September compared with 1 year earlier. Trash collection inflation peaked at a year-over-year rate of 5.8% in June of last year. You know, for a lot of people, they have to have private garbage collection. Like my in-laws, for example, their town doesn't pick up their garbage. I don't know. Mine does, but obviously that's all factored in my property taxes, which always go up too. But some people have to contract their garbage out, or some people have to go and take it to the dump or whatever. But either way, the price of getting rid of garbage gone up. That's right. Everything's gone up. Sewer bills have gone up. All the garbage. All the garbage has gone up. Now, it's stupid because look, what they're trying to do, and again, if you're just joining me, Bucks County, you got till November 1st now to vote in person. All right, that's the big win today out of Bucks. Talked to Chairman Michael Whatley about this at the beginning of the show. And a lot of this happened because people took out their phones and they recorded officials in Bucks County turning people away. And people called the show yesterday and told me what was happening. And so the Trump campaign sued and they got an emergency injunction here. So now you have until the close of business on Friday to vote in person. Any person who wishes to apply for, receive, vote, and return a mail-in ballot to appear at the Elections Bureau office and do so during normal business hours before the close of business on November 1st, 2024. And that just came out right before we went on the air today. And thanks to Big Dan Broski, who handed it to me right before I got on the air with Chairman Whatley. So it's a big deal, and it's a big win. But it only happened because you took the time to either call the show, let us know about it. We told our buddy Linda Kearns at ProtectTheVote.com this was happening. We got videos. People were taking videos, taking out their cell phones and recording what was happening as officials were shutting down doors early and sending people away before. And I read you the tweet from Governor Shapiro. I read you the tweet from the Secretary of State, who came out and said, anybody who's in line before 5 o'clock will get to vote. And that did not happen in Bucks County yesterday. So we're going to be all over this stuff, but it says a lot. You got to do your job. It's what I keep saying to you. You know, it's easy to find, and there's a ton of stuff on the internet about things that are happening all over the country. And what is helpful right now at this point is if you see something happening in Pennsylvania, I hate to say this, Jersey, but, you know, obviously we are concerned about it, too. But the Trump campaign is very worried about Pennsylvania at this point. I'm not suggesting that if you see something in Jersey, you should not say something. You should. 100%. Don't misunderstand me. I voted in Jersey yesterday. I want to make sure we have a fair election there, too. But we're also getting tweets from things that are happening all over the country right now. If you see something yourself, this is why it's so critical. If you get a ballot that's sealed shut, if you see people getting turned away, if you, which with your own eyes, your own experience, have something, it is so essential. You have to let us know, particularly in Pennsylvania, because it's happened. And if nobody said anything yesterday, then a lot of people might have been turned around in Bucks County. And there you go. So good job. Excellent job with that. All right. Listen, I want to tell you about my my friend and dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Dr. Mike is not only a master of implant dentistry and voted a top dentist in New Jersey for 12 consecutive years by his peers, but he's also a man that cares and gives back to our veterans and our community. On Saturday, November 9th, come out to his Cinnaminson office at 1630 Riverton Road for his annual Veterans Breakfast and free shredding event. Come out, honor all the men and women who have served us and have served our country, get some coffee, cake, donuts, and even breakfast pizza. That's right. Dr. Mike and his staff, they are the best. So if you've been contemplating that big, complicated dental procedure and you're nervous, don't be. Reach out to Dr. Mike for a second opinion, free consultation. You only have one smile, so trust it to the guy I trust my smile with, and that's Dr. Mike Veneria. You have a choice, a clear choice, two locations to serve you right over the bridge in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.